We came to Bergen-Belsen. One thing I don't remember how I got to Bergen-Belsen. It must have been so horrible that my mind just couldn't accept it. You know, I don't remember. I remember going from the ghetto to Auschwitz, but I don't remember from Auschwitz to Bergen-Belsen. I just don't remember. I just have no recollection. We came to Bergen-Belsen. They had no room for us in the barracks. Don't forget, we had a lot of Hungarian people. This was the time when the Hungarians came. So from Auschwitz, they killed a lot and whatever. And we came to Bergen-Belsen, there was no room for us. What did they do? It was already October, beginning of November, September, and they put tents up for us. Tents in the winter, a tent, you know, like you go for a picnic here and you stay in the tent. We slept on ice and snow. This is how we lived. Bergen-Belsen. It was another horror story. They didn't know what to do with us because the Russians were approaching. You know, the Russians took Poland in January of 45, and this was already the end of the year. They didn't know what to do. And we lived like this also about 2 months, I think. And then they sent our transport to this I vaguely remember. We went in a train, and we came to Rochlice. This was a place in Czechoslovakia. And it was already better because we were in a building. No straw mattresses or anything. Just, you know, we laid on the floor, and it was good because we were a little warmer. We weren't on snow and ice. While I was in Bergen-Belsen, I have to tell you, I befriended a Hungarian woman, and she was very nice to me. You know, I was a young girl. I was 15 at the time already. And she took care of me and she read my palm. Oh, you will survive. You're strong. You will survive. You're going to have children. You're going to have a good marriage. She told me everything that came to. And I was cuddling up because for body warmth, we had blankets, but we were warm, you know. And in the morning, she was dead next to me. I was holding on to a dead woman all night. And until I woke up, I didn't even realize that she's not there. And she was with me, but that she was dead. And from there, we went to this Rochlice. And this was an ammunition factory nearby, and we had to walk maybe a few kilometers to it, a 12-hour shift. And I remember standing in the machine, and I was filing things, parts for this. But this was already the end of the war. You know, they didn't know what to do with us. We were there also a few weeks. In March of 1945, I went on the dead march. They did, like I said, they took us. Where did they take us? Into small villages, because they wouldn't go to a town or where there are people. Just, you know, very. And I think we were going around in circles without food, without water. We ate the snow. We picked. It was already March, so the grass was coming up. We looked for pieces of clover to eat. That's what was. I don't know how we survived. You can live a few days without food. So the snow was our water. And if we were lucky, sometimes the farmers let us sleep in the barns. I was with four other girls. I think I was the youngest. And one day we couldn't do it any longer. We just wanted to be killed. It was just we were skeletons. Maybe I weighed 65 pounds. And we decided to, next time when we were on the barn, on the high loft, you know, and that in the morning we wouldn't go down. If they call us to march on further, we wouldn't go. By the way, as we were marching around in those little villages, people came out and they asked the Germans, who are they? We didn't resemble any human beings. We were in rags. We were skeletons in rags. We didn't resemble any humanity. So we made up our minds. that once we are up there, and the next time we were in the high loft, the morning came and they called us to come down to march on. We stayed for this. They said, they find us, they will shoot us, and this will be over. It's enough already. We couldn't do it any longer. And they didn't look for us. When it was all quiet, we came down. And the farmer was very upset. What are you doing here? He was scared. So we told him we overslept. And we asked him where the group went. So he motioned us to the left. And when we were out of his sight, we took another road. And we started to walk. I remember we came upon a group of German soldiers who were disarmed. They had no arms. They were just had the uniform. They ran away from the front. And they were eating. And we stood over there and food. And they looked at us. I remember one soldier handed me a piece of bread. German. And of course I broke it into 5 pieces and we all ate it. And we marched down, walking there. You know, we spoke, all of us were from Poland, so we all spoke Polish. And we saw this sign, Czechoslovakian, it's also a Slavish language, so we went to a village. We saw a village close by. It was probably a few kilometers, but we walked. And we came there and we told them that we are Polish girls. We escaped from a concentration camp. We didn't identify as Jews. We were afraid. And the people were wonderful. They took us in. Each family took one of us.